Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Daf Chof, Baba Kama 20a, pagination is 39. We're starting from the fourth wide line. The Mishnah told us, Imnenis Mishalemis Mashanenis. Even when the owner of the animal is pater, because the damage that the animal did was done in the public area, and for eating the mazik of shein, your potter, in the public area. Nevertheless, if the owner benefited from the fact that the animal ate this food, he benefited by being able to skip a meal of feeding the animal, so he has to pay the amount that he benefited. And the Gemara has a machlokas here. What kind of calculation do we assign to this concept of paying what was benefited? Says the Gemara, Vikama, how much money is this calculation based on? Rabba Omar Demei Omir. Rabba said it's the amount of an Omir, which Rashi explains is Kashin Uviteven Laha'achila, the inferior type of straw that would have been given to this animal to eat. That's omir, the bundle, the sheaf, intact, which is a much lower level. Rava Omar, Rava says, Deme Seorim Bizul, a discounted price for barley, which is animal food, but it's the discounted price. Rashi tells us, Shnei Shelishei Hadamim, 2/3 of what it normally would cost. So we have two very different ways of calculating Mashanenis. One is, you calculate straight that it's straw. And the other approach is, based on barley, but discounted barley. And however that will play out in practical assessments, but it's two different calculations. And the question before us, of course, will be, do we paskin like Rabba or do we paskin like Rava? Now, in Shulchan Aruch, interestingly enough, we find both opinions being brought. In Simen Shin Sadi Aleph, Si'if Ches, Achla Berushus HaRabim, if the animal ate in the public area, Mishalim Komashanenis, the owner will pay everything that the benefit was, Dahino Komasha Achla, Eina Mishalim Oso Elo Kiiluay Satevin. He pays it as if it is straw. That's the words of the Mechaber. The Rama continues, V'yesh omrim d'mei se'orim bizul. And others say that it's based on the discounted price of barley. Now, this is fascinating. The Mechaber is taking on the approach of Rabba, and the Rama is taking on the approach of Rava. What happened here? What are the guidelines supposed to be? So, the Gra in Tes Zayin tells us, D'yesh lomar, on the one hand, halacha karava duhu rabbe derava. The halacha should be like Rabba, who was the Rebbe of Rava. You may recall that Rabba and Rav Yosef were leaders of the generation, and the students were Abaye and Rava. Rava spelt with an aleph, Rabba spelt with a hey, two different people. Rabba is the Rebbe of Rava. So if you have a choice to paskin like the Rebbe or to paskin like the Talmud, yesh lomar, one approach certainly is to paskin like the Rebbe. In which case, as the Mechaber did, we would paskin like Rabba, who says that it goes like straw. V'yesh lomar, on the other hand, the Gra continues, halacha k'rava duhu basra. we perhaps should paskin like Rava, who is the later in the process of Torah, and we have a rule, halacha kabasra, because the later ones saw all the opinions of the earlier ones, and they came to a conclusion. They came to codify things. And in that case, we would paskin like Rava. And we have right in front of us two different approaches of how to process the machlokes that we found in the Gemara. The Gra continues and says, there is an approach among the poskim that makes a distinction in the way the Gemara presented the two opinions. The Gra says, Kol heicha da ashkechan omar lei, anytime that we find that it was a conversation, that Rava was responding to Rabba, like in a real life description of a story, anecdotal, halacha kirabosav, we will follow the Rebbe. In that case, Rava was responding in a conversation, but Rabba is the Rebbe. Aval kishenechleku, kishenei hacholkim, but if it's brought that they're arguing, like two people argue, like you find Rabbi Akiva and somebody else, Rabbi Yehuda and somebody else, you just find not anecdotal, but it's recorded as two legitimate opinions. Then, halacha kirava, then we would paskin like Rava, who's the later one, because it was brought as two different opinions. Let's go back to our Gemara. Rabba Omar Demei Omir. Rabba said it was like straw. Rava Omar Demei Seorim Bezul. It's this two-third method of barley. It wasn't presented as an omarle. It wasn't presented anecdotal. And therefore, it's two legitimate opinions in the view of the Gemara. That's how it was presented. And therefore, according to this approach that the Gra is adding on at the end of his paragraph, it's not an omarle, it's not anecdotal, it's two legitimate opinions. We paskin like the later one. And that would also be an approach to resolve this machlokes. One other perspective to bring to this is based on the proofs that the Gemara brings. So we continue in the Gemara. Tanya kavase de Rabba, Tanya kavase de Rava. There is a brisa supporting Rabba, and there's a different brisa supporting Rava. Keep in mind that whenever we have a machlokes, it's not that they just came along and had an argument. These are fundamental principles, and they were discussed in previous generations as well, with different Talmidei Chachamim taking one approach or the other. Tanya kavase de Rabba, we have in an earlier generation those that learned like Rabba, or an opinion that learns like Rabba, actually. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Eina mishalames ela demei Omer bilvad, it's based on the bundle meaning straw. Tanya kavase de Rava, there is a brisa like Rava, however, imnenis mishalames mashanenis, that you pay what you benefited. Kate said, how does that work? How much you would give a more discounted type of feed, even if you don't normally give that feed, but you're entitled to argue, I could have given that discounted feed. Lefikach achla chitin o davar harala. Therefore, if it ate something that wasn't appropriate, you'd be totally potter. But if we are making you pay because you were nenis, it's going to be discounted of animal food. And that approach is assumed to match the approach of Rava. Says the Gra, regarding these proofs, one can take note that one of the proofs was a das yachid was brought in the name of one specific person, and the other proof was brought as the majority opinion, the house opinion, without a name specifically associated with it. The proof that was brought to Rabbah was in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Note, as great as Rav Shimon ben Yochai is, but in the world of the Gemara, he's a singular, an individual person. The other approach was brought without a name associated, and therefore the Gemara writes that perhaps another approach over here to resolve this machlokes would be Mishum de Tanya Kavosei de Rabimhu, that the majority opinion, the opinion without one individual name associated with it, is the opinion that's supporting Rava, and therefore we should paskin like him. So again, by way of review, we have a number of ways to resolve this very difficult type of machlokes between Rabba and Rava. Rabba the Rebbe, Rava the Talmud. One approach is to say, listen, we got a paskin like the Rebbe. Another approach is to give Rava the status of Basra. A further insight is, perhaps if it was an Omar Lay, if they're talking to each other in the presentation of the Gemara, we would paskin like the Rebbe. But if they're brought like two legitimate opinions like we have in our Gemara, then we would paskin like the later one, that's Rava. And another insight would be, Rabba and Rava have their machlokes, there's nothing we can do about that. But how do the Tanya Kavoseis play themselves out? And over here, the support is greater in Rava's behalf, because the Brisa brought for him is the house opinion, the one that does not have an individual Talmud Chacham's name associated with it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.